There you are. I've been wondering where you went. The sunset ended a few hours ago, so I wasn't sure if you're still up here on the roof. But, you know, lo and behold, here you are. You have no intention of coming down anytime soon, do you? Yeah, I thought so. Well, in that case, come on. Help me up. Hey, what's that look for? I only want to give my lonely-looking friend some company. And obviously to, you know, bless you with my presence. Come on. I know you enjoy my company. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy my company, you know? Just let you be lonely? Don't think I can do that. Okay. You're really not gonna help me, aren't you? You're just gonna stare. You know what? That's fine. That's fine. I can pull myself up. Oh my god, what the... How did you get up? Okay. What do you mean, what am I doing? I am obviously going to sit next to you. Did you really think I'm gonna leave you alone like this? I mean, if you're lonely, then at least let me be lonely with you. We have only one life to live, and if that means that I'm being lonely with you on this chilly night on the rooftop, just watching the full moon, then I'll gladly spend it with you. It is, you know, very quiet. Yeah. Moo. Is that a dog in the background, you know? Some birds. Lovely. Moo. Very, very nice, you know? That crisp, fresh air. Lovely. There's that cow again. You know, maybe I should name him with how much time we're gonna be spending with him, apparently. Yeah. Silence. I wonder what I should name him. Or her. Petunia? Magnolia? Sky? Night? You know? Evening? I know you think that, you know, I'm just naming things that I see right now, but you know, I'm definitely more creative than that. You know, there's also crickets. You know, that's not something that I'm seeing. Bad joke, but you know, still a joke nonetheless. Why am I keeping you company instead of being somewhere else? How dare you? Do you really want to get rid of me that bad? Okay, yeah. I did get invited to the party, but that does not automatically mean that I'm going to go there right away. Plus, I mean, I don't really feel like being around a bunch of people right now. People suck. Other than you, you know. I'd rather spend time to tonight with you. Damn right it's cheesy. Hey. If you don't mind me asking, are you feeling okay? You just don't feel like yourself, you know? You're the one who suggested we do something special today as a group, but out of all of us, you're the one who seemed so out of it. Did something happen? You know you can tell me anything, right? I know I always counter your arguments, and I always make fun of you. Hey! That hurt, jeez! You really don't have to be so violent. I was just stating the facts. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't love it when I do that. You love it when I get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You love it. You try so hard to fight me back, but I know it gets to you. So, what happened? Why do you look so defeated? Gotcha. Oh my God. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first, you know, I just thank you for just being willing to open up to me, so thanks for that. But you know, I mean, just to be frank, you know, I don't understand you. You know, like, why do you always go for the people who would never go for you? Don't look surprised. Okay, don't you dare give me that look either. You know what I mean. And you seriously went for the most ridiculous of them all. Like, really? Them? You go for them? Okay, I know I'm supposed to comfort you now and offer you words of, I don't know, like reassurance or something, anything like that, but I just... Why do you always go for the assholes who clearly don't deserve you? You go for, like, the people who don't care, you know? The ones that hurt you, would hurt you. You seriously go for the ones that don't deserve you whatsoever. Aren't you tired of getting hurt? Aren't you tired of getting rejected all the time? What's with your obsession with the people who only care about themselves? Okay, fair enough. Maybe they don't only care about themselves, but they clearly don't care about you. I'm sorry that sounds so rude, but you know what I mean. How many times have I seen you in this state? After every confession, after every relationship, you always look so defeated. You're the one who always gets hurt the most. Even with all the effort you put in to make it work, to give them the best of you, it's always you who loses. What about me? Hold up. No. Don't try to twist the conversation. Look, okay, just because I've had a few bad relationships does not mean I actively look for people that don't want me. What is there to love about a person who doesn't love you? Okay, sorry. Does it seem like I'm attacking you? Well, I just want to state the facts to you, okay? Anyone who gets to be with you needs to know that you're such an amazing person to be with. And it hurts me whenever I see you sad, and when they eventually break your heart. I mean, honestly, why do you spend so much time and effort with people who will never reciprocate your feelings back? What do you mean, why do I care so much? Because I'm your friend, you dumbass. I hate seeing you like this. I hate seeing you all sad and lonely when you're usually the light of the group. You make everyone smile. You make everyone laugh. You make everyone feel good about themselves. And seeing you like this, well, it just feels wrong. That's not what you mean? Then what do you mean? I seem so angry? Who wouldn't be, you know? You're such a great person, a great friend. Stop calling you friend? Well then, what am I supposed to call you then? Whoa. Hold the fuck up. Why do you sound so annoyed all of a sudden? Did I say something wrong? What the fuck do you mean I'm hiding something from you? I'm an open book. It's impossible for me to hide anything. Oh, fuck off. I'm not denying shit. Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do? Wow. Okay. You'll end our lifelong friendship just because I won't tell you. You know, you are such a cruel person. You know that? Fine. You got me. I do have feelings for you. Since when? I have no idea. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't exactly have that moment where everything was in slow motion and all I saw was you, and then everything clicked. You know, I guess it just it happened. Why would I say anything? I don't want to ruin our friendship. I know. If we don't make it awkward, then it won't be awkward. But honestly, I just figured that you're way too good for me, and that I'll never be good enough for you. Ha 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 Did I just sound like those pathetic, sad simps? Okay. I'm gonna stop joking. It's not like I haven't thought about what it would be like, you know? I thought about telling you just so it's out of my system, so that it won't weigh me down as much, but then I got scared. The thought of being rejected hung on my head like a fucking brand, you know? It sucks not having your feelings reciprocated back to you. I mean, I'm sure you know what that feels like, so I held back. But there is that constant thought in my head. The whole quote of, you miss all the shots you don't take, but if I take my shot with you, will I even make it? I mean, do I risk the chance? Do I risk taking the chance with you and maybe everything will work out? Or do I just sit and watch on the sidelines? Because if I do take the chance and everything turns to shit, then I'll hate myself even more. Not only will I lose someone I love, I'd also lose everything we've ever had. Friendship, companionship. So, I made up my mind, and I chose to not do anything about it. I'd rather lose the chance of being with you rather than just completely losing you. Of course I got hurt. It hurts seeing you with other people, but I was content seeing you happy. Seeing you smile was enough for me. But when they hurt you, I get mad. I get angry. I get fucking pissed off. Because how dare they hurt such a lovely person? You know, a person who would literally do anything just for them to be happy. Even if it meant that you, yourself, have to sacrifice your own happiness. Like, how dare they hurt a person who would literally make them the top priority? But do you know what I hate the most? You let them. You let them hurt you. You let them do their worst to you because you believe you can change them. Because in that messed up brain of yours, you believe that one day they're just gonna wake up and realize all the wrong they've done and they would do anything to make things right again. Actually, you remind me of a very specific Greek myth. Have you ever heard of the one where they talk about soulmates? Okay, well, according to Greek mythology, humans were originally created with four arms, four legs, and a head with two faces. But Zeus feared that they would become too powerful, so he split them into separate parts, condemning them to spend the rest of their lives in search of their other halves. Each of us is always seeking the half that matches us. We spent our lives seeking for our other half, or, you know, our soulmate, and we search for them, regardless of whether they're our better half or not. Even if it meant that, in the end, it's not actually them we were supposed to find. And when we do find someone that seems like the one, we hold on to them. They become our world. We go out of our way and beyond to believe that they really are the one. We want them to stay in our lives, so we try our very best to make it seem like we're not made for each other. We might even change who we are just so we could fit right with each other. We convince ourselves that they're the one. That we'll spend our future with them. That we'll, I don't know, grow old together and all that sappy, cheesy shit. We are so absorbed with the potential future that we ignore what the present has to offer. And sometimes, we completely miss out on the next best thing. We settle for less, not the best. And it sucks because we can literally have the best. We just refuse to acknowledge it. Because maybe our other half was just a glance away. Just a simple eye contact. A stranger that helped us out when we accidentally dropped something. Or someone whom we let go of unknowingly because we were with someone else at the time. We get so obsessed with the idea that the person who we're with now is our soulmate, when that might not be the case. We close our minds to other opportunities, and I'm not saying that we should cheat on our current partner to explore other options, it's just that sometimes we get confused, you know? We see a couple living their best life, and suddenly we want that too. Our friends getting into relationships, we want that too. And afterwards, we completely lose the meaning and the essence of it, you know? Just because other people have it, suddenly we want it too. We want a certain kind of love. So, we go above and beyond to get it. But the thing is, do we even actually want love? Or are we just merely in love with the idea of love? Wait, what's that thing that, like, those religious people say? No, there's this thing about love that they always say, you know, it's like something about, like, you know, hold on, let me search it up real quick, just hold on. Okay, found it. Okay. Let me read it out to you. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Wow. That's a lot of information all at once. I guess those religious people do know what they're talking about sometimes. But you get what I mean, right? Like, love is all these different things, and the meaning changes for every single person. You know, the way we experience love may be different too. Sometimes we desire a love so great that suddenly it no longer feels genuine. We get so sucked in this grand idea of love that we forget what it's actually about. Fuck, okay. I lost my train of thought. I don't even know where I was going with that, to be completely honest, and I just fucking ranted. Listen. I know I said a lot of things about love, but I'm not gonna sit here and tell you all my good traits and give you an essay that will let you know just how much I deserve you and that you should be with me. You know, I'm not gonna give you some bullshit excuse that I'll be the best thing that will ever happen to you. As much as I ranted about what love is and that whole soulmate thing, I actually know very little. But what I do know is that I'm not perfect. I may be cold sometimes. I am stubborn as fuck. I may miss all the signs and completely disregard your feelings. I'm reckless, and as much as I hate admitting it, I am dumb. Heck, I mean, I might even be an asshole, but regardless, I will stand by your side until you decide otherwise. I'll be here for you even if you push me away. I'll listen to what you have to say, even if I have no idea what you're saying. I will give you every bit of attention there is. I'll support you in any way that I can, but even then, I know that there will be times that I'll let you down. I will disappoint you. I can't promise you a perfect, happy fairy tale ending because, let's be honest, that's pretty much impossible. But what I can promise is something real. For you, I'm willing to try. For you, I'm willing to do anything. And I don't give a damn about your past mistakes. I don't care if your track record of relationships is a complete mess. And, I mean, your humor is fucking questionable sometimes, but I love listening to you. I know that I complain about it sometimes, but the sheer satisfaction in your face and that proud look that you pull after you make those jokes will... they'll always make my day. I don't care if you think you're difficult to love. I don't care how complicated you are. I want you to be part of my life, and I want you to stay there. I won't ever ask you to change who you are for me. Let me love you just the way you are, because I wouldn't ask for anything more. I know I said that I was scared about admitting my feelings to you, and that's because I know myself, you know? I know that I have the potential to hurt you. I know that I'll make you cry, but I can't help but think that with those myths about our other halves and how we keep searching for them, just what if? What if I already found my other half? What if that other half is you?